Several of you have mentioned that you have some questions. I talked with Pastor, and he felt that it would really be good for us to follow on with this and to do a little bit of exercise together to kind of get a grip on some of these things. These are, in various ways, maybe partially new concepts or partly not sure exactly where we're going with this or how does this work. And we can't actually, in a sense, do it here, okay? I mean, well, I shouldn't say we can't, but it's probably not the best situation. But what we can do is get some idea of how this would work for a given prayer need or a given prayer request or area of concern that you might have. So at any rate, what we'll be doing in a sense is, I guess you'd say, not the real thing. I hope you kind of got the idea from the passage and how we looked at the passage last night. This is a very soul-searching thing. This is not just following some little formula. It is a deep spiritual exercise, okay? It's something that can be done not only individually, but corporately. In fact, it's very important that it be done corporately. In some ways, it can be done perhaps more effectively as, when I say corporately, maybe I should explain myself, as a group, as a body, as a local church, as a family. There's a lot in the scripture about corporate prayer, and I don't know about you, but I've always wondered how they did that. You ever wondered that? How the whole church could pray the same thing? Let's just take a quick look. Let's turn to the book of Acts, and just one example, Acts chapter 4. Well, let's begin in verse 23. And this is speaking of Peter and John, who were called in question by the Sanhedrin, by the religious authorities, who also happened to be more or less the political authorities to at least some degree. And it says they, let's back up to verse 20, where Peter and John says, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, that is, when the council had threatened Peter and John, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. And that is referring to this miracle. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. Now, look at verse 23. And being let go, Peter and John, they went to their own company, that's the church, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voice. Now, they here is not Peter and John. Who is the they? The company, which would be the church, okay? So they, the church, lifted up their voice to God with one accord. Now, notice it didn't say somebody led in prayer. It doesn't say anything about, Bartholomew led in prayer, does it? It says they, plural, lifted up their, plural, voice, singular, with one accord, with one purpose, to God, and they said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Any Bible here? Yeah. Okay. Their prayer is saturated with the Word of God and relevant passages that have to do with what's going on. First of all, they're thinking back to the very beginning of creation with the power of God, the creator of heaven and earth. Many biblical prayers begin with some form of this statement, of addressing God as the creator of all things. And then they quote from David here. And anybody know where this passage is found? Psalm 2. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. The word Christ is... What was it? Heard someone? Anointed. Or another word starts with an M. Messiah. His anointed. His chosen one. His Messiah. And he says, they say, now they apply it, for of a truth against thy holy child Jesus. So they take the scripture and what have they done? They've applied it to the situation that they're in right there right then, okay? And they say, for of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, he's the Messiah, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel. And it's really interesting, this group that they're mentioning, because in that passage it says the heathen raged and the people imagine a vain thing. Now, that's kind of Hebrew code, okay? The heathen, or Gentiles, refers to everybody but Jews. Who do you think the people are? Just another word for the heathen? Well, you could be excused for thinking, but that's not really true. That's why I say it's sort of code. This is typically the way they would say the heathen, the nations, the Gentiles, and the people refers to Jews. So it's Jew and Gentile, both lined up against the Messiah, okay? So that's what they're talking about here, and then they just spell it right out, how exactly this is being fulfilled right before their eyes, or following this pattern, at least. Okay, he says, they were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel, key word, or verse 28, to do, now this is the Gentiles and the Jews who are opposing the Messiah, they have gathered together to do whatsoever thy God's hand and thy counsel, his purpose, have what?
Determined.
Oh, you see what they've done again? They're talking about they're getting clued in to God's purposes here, okay? And God had determined that these things were going to happen. Now, does that mean that God made them do it? No. See, that's the wonder of a truly sovereign God. That he can take man's rebellion, man's free will, man's insubordination, and use it to accomplish his purposes. At the bottom line, you can't beat God. Okay? He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's got it all under control, even though it doesn't mean that he made them do this. They did it of their own free will. But it didn't catch God off guard. Okay? So this is what God had determined would be done. And they say, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants what? That we'd be able to reform this nation and put a stop to this political unrest. No. Why? Because that's not really the program right now. What is the program? Well, it's really going back to what Jesus said before he left. And that is, you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. You're to be a testimony. Remember they asked, when will you restore the kingdom to Israel? And said, I'm not telling you. Okay? That's none of your business. You don't need to know. There are some things we don't need to know. God hasn't revealed that, okay? So we don't know that. What we do know is that until he does, we have a job to do. And so that's God's desired will. And so they say, now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all, what? Boldness, they may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Notice the name coming in here. Okay. And when they had prayed, they just kind of sat there and waited for something to happen. Did they ask God to shake this place? No, they didn't. You see, God is able to do exceeding abundantly what? Above. It says, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they did what? Spoke in tongues. Right? Right? Isn't that what they did? Spake the word of God with boldness. What did they pray for? Boldness. They would be able to speak the word with boldness. And what was God's answer? Yes. Okay. that praying to yes. They asked God to do what he wanted to do, but they got in touch so that it was what they wanted as well as what God wanted. Okay, they were geared in. But here is the amazing thing, that they did this as a group, as a body. In fact, this one accord thing is a theme you'll find about the church all through the book of Acts and into the epistles. The word accord means of one mind or purpose or intent. And that's really the key to corporate prayer, that we work together so that we all have the same purpose. Now, we're not all going to see it exactly the same way. This is not mind control. Okay? There's another word. This word accord is often translated mind in our King James Bibles. And there's another word that refers to kind of the thinking process. But this has to do with a purpose or intention, what you're after. And the bottom line is, as a body, as a church, we're to be after the same thing. You see? We're all united in one purpose. We have different roles to fulfill. We have different things that we bring to the table. But it all dovetails together in the purpose that God has given us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is to make him known. Okay? That we would be able to spread the word with boldness. Okay? And so God answered yes. So what I'm getting at, this is just another example on the importance of how it relates. And I believe something very similar to this was probably going on in that prayer meeting in Acts chapter 13, which kicked off really the real missions effort of sending out missionaries to start new churches and so on and so forth. Okay, right now they're still in Jerusalem, but the point is they would speak the word with boldness. So they went through this as a group. They responded to a situation. They took something that had been providentially placed in their path, which in this case was the opposition of these religious leaders. They connected that with the scripture and God's promises and God's purposes as revealed in the word, and they came to a complete consensus on what God wanted to do here. Now, that is an amazing thing. The dynamic of that, when it happens as a body, as a group, and like I say, it could be a family, or it can be a local church, or it can be an individual, but when it happens corporately, it's just an amazing, amazing thing, and God answers in a very special way. So I want to emphasize here that this process we're talking about, we looked at Daniel last night, which was an individual, but it also can be a corporate thing, and we need each other very often in this.